Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The Cinemateca of Cuba has launched a series of screenings in Havana in honor of the Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci. The exhibition, scheduled until October the 26th, will offer illustrate the work of the director, heir to the masters Pier Paolo Pasolini and Luchino Visconti. The cycle includes several examples of his extensive filmography, including his first feature film, The Barren Harvest, scripted by Pasolini, as well as The Strategy of the Spider, both films deeply rooted in the fascist part of Italy. Considered one of the greats of Italian cinematography, Bertolucci received 4 times the Hollywood Academy Award with outstanding productions such as The Last Emperor of 1988, winner of 9 Golden Statuettes. Likewise, Bertolucci was awarded the Golden Lion in Venice for his lifetime's achievements, the Honorary Golden Palm of the Festival of Cannes, and he has been appointed Grand Officer of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic. In the guidelines of the economic and social policy that were decided in the 6th Congress of the Communist Party of Cuba, the importance that the government attaches to science, innovation, and the environment is well defined. These principles support the constructive transformation of the well-known Farm of the Apes, or Finca de los Monos, in the Havana municipality of Cerro. There, not only the heritage value of the main mansion, dating from 1906, is being restored and recovered, but the surrounding natural area is also being reborn. It's the result of a collective creation of both companies and universities. There will be an area where, with the help of the new information and communications technologies, ICTs, children, young people and the whole family can recreate, learn and give free rein to the imagination. At the head of this mega project is Ivan Barreto, director of the computer and audiovisual media company CitySoft. The Palace of the Future is also linked to the purposes of local development and as a gift to Havana, the capital of all Cubans, on its 500th anniversary, November the 16th, 2019. Rosalia Abreu, 1862 to 1930, born in the central city of Santa Clara, was owner of the farm. She had a lot of anthropological vision and performed incredible work. Cuba had its first zoo there, with reptiles, birds and mammals mostly brought from Asia and Africa. The technological palace will have an ice cream shop, 2 train cars and a yacht for children, says Arais Torres de Llano, artistic director of the centre. In addition, there will be a dance therapy area for choreography for all ages. There will be coffee shops, and Torres de Llano commented that there will also be rustic attractions so that visitors can interact independently. They can climb to little tree houses, he said, that also inside the chateau there will be a cyber cafe with more selective cuisine. He also referred to the language laboratory with priority for English, Chinese and Japanese. There will be a navigation room, a library at the service of the population, a party area with cultural programming for all ages. He added that a team of professionals will interact with the public in historical activities. The centre will run from Tuesday to Thursday in the morning for students who will access the circles of vocational interest. From Friday to Sunday, from 8 a.m. in the morning, it will be open for the rest of the population. Peruvian-American percussionist Tony Suka is promoting a new video entitled The Train of Taste with Cuban musicians Sima Funk and Alexander Abreu. The song that belongs to the album Mas de Mi also contains collaborations with Cuban singers such as Gila and Isaac Delgado. Tony Sukar says that the interest in Cuban music has, quote, always been there, because he has a passion for timbre, son, Latin jazz, the music of Irakere, and Enje La Banda, NG La Banda. He and Cuba unite two different worlds, Sukar says. Alexander of the Cuban timbre and jazz, and Sima Funk of Afro-Cuban funk. And when we were recording, he said we wanted to do something different. The Train of Taste recording was made separately. The instruments in Miami, Unity One Studio, and in Cuba the lyrics with Sima Funk and then Alexander Abreu between Egrem and Scorpion Studios. With his album, Sukar has received nominations for the next Latin Grammy Awards in the Album of the Year and Best Salsa Album categories, as well as in the section Best Producer of the Year and Best Tropical Song for his collaboration with Angel Lopez on the topic Más de Mí. The promotional tour of his new single will begin on October the 19th at the Lehman Center for Performing Arts in New York and then visit other cities such as Miami and Lima. The ambassador of Cuba in Colombia, José Luis Ponce, has opened the special 60-year anniversary film cycle of the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, ICAIC, in Bogotá, Colombia. The creation of ICAIC concretized the desire for a national film industry. With an integrationist and decolonizing look, it began with the screening of the film Memories of Underdevelopment by director Tomás Gutiérrez Alea. In its first 10 years since founding, it created masterpieces in the continent, such as the Latin American ICAIC News, directed by Santiago Alvarez, first of its kind in the world, and later declared Memory of the World by UNESCO. In addition, continental classics such as Memories of Underdevelopment or Lucia by Humberto Solas, works that we can enjoy in the exhibition. The ambassador of Cuba in Colombia, José Luis Ponce, has opened the 60-year film festival cycle in that city. On March the 24th, 1959, ICAIC, the first cultural institution of the revolution, was born, this according to Ponce. For 60 years, ICAIC has served as a great school for innumerable professionals and audiovisual technicians throughout Latin America, in addition to promoting and facilitating the constant training of Cuban filmmakers. Maria Paula Lorgia, programming advisor for the Cinemateca de Bogotá, said, "We are very happy to have a sample of 9 films that will be screened throughout the week, several of which have been restored." Liszt, Alfonso, Dance, Cuba, LADC, are to perform in Havana and Lima with a show that covers music and many of the dances of the Caribbean country, the company has announced. Cuba Vibrates, it's called. It has been presented in several stages of the world, including the National Auditorium of Mexico, with its capacity for 6,000 spectators. According to the director, teacher, and choreographer, Liszt Alfonso, the piece will be exhibited in the Avellaneda Room of the National Theatre of Cuba on October the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Meanwhile, in mid-November, the company will arrive for the first time in the capital of Peru, where it will dance the same show at the Grand National Theatre. The work became a dance version of the successful musical Amigas, also acclaimed in theatres in the United States, Canada, China, Holland, Belgium, Turkey, just to name a few. LADC has been applauded in more than 200 cities around the world for its impact and fusion style. It's a agglutinator of elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and dissimilar folk dances. Through the fusion style and lively music, the company achieves in Cuba Vibrates a tour of those rhythms that have made history in the largest island of the Antilles since the 1950s to date. The choreographies implicate cha-cha-cha, mambo, rumba, conga in perfect harmony with Latin jazz, swing, rock and roll, flamenco, and many other styles. According to the teacher, the presentation becomes an appropriate and fun proposal for the whole family, combining elegance, passion, and dedication with the artistic technical complexity of the choreographies. The Failda Orchestra will accompany the dancers on stage, whose communion with LADC this summer hit the island of Martinique in the Grand Cabaret Aimé César with its capacity of 900 people. At the close of each of the 3 shows, in addition to the applause, the public's feet, their heels, flooded the place as a sign of maximum approval and in tune with the show's title. And that's it for today from me on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.